was no blind on the window. Looked outside and watched the wind blow in the snowy tracks that led to that $10 dive's door. That same driving wind had swept him there again, although he swore he'd pay no mind to its cries anymore. He used to think he'd find out on the road somewhere a sign that would tell him what this restless wind-blown wandering meant. Maybe he'll find out listening to that cold Saskatchewan wind whining like some lonesome cowboy's lament. Oh, the whispering wheels and the wind at his heels would often fool him into thinking he was getting somewhere. But if he stopped to look behind him, he usually would find there wasn't really any difference between here and there. Somehow every year about this time he starts to spend all his days in wondering where the hell the last one went. Maybe he'll find out listening to that cold Saskatchewan wind whining like some lonesome cowboy's lament. Many times he's still reminded of those tear-filled eyes that he left back in Ontario in 85. He knows that he could never make her realize, like the wind he must keep moving just to stay alive. He's headed west out to Lethbridge. He suspects some kind of death wish keeps him always on the highway in the winter time. But he simply can't keep still, and all across the Cypress Hills he lets the whistle of the wind sing him a lullaby. He wonders if he'll ever know what it is about the blowing wind that keeps his gypsy heart from feeling content. Maybe he'll find out listening to that cold Saskatchewan wind whining like some lonesome cowboy's lament. Maybe he'll find out listening to that cold Saskatchewan wind whining like some lonesome cowboy's lament.